our immediate goal is to lower and stabilize your blood pressure to prevent brain dysfunction. Your chart says you have generalized myasthenia gravis. Is that what you're taking corticosteroids for?
Yes. GMG causes fatigue and weakness in my muscles. My neurologist in my home country prescribed corticosteroids and pyridostigmine. He upped my steroid dosage to 20 milligrams recently.
So it's possible that your hypertensive episode is the result of the corticosteroids. Did your neurologist mention that long-term steroid use could possibly lead to hypertension?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Have you experienced any other side effects from the corticosteroids? Mood disturbances, sensitivity to light or the sun, insomnia, weight gain?
I've gained some weight, and I'm pretty light sensitive, which makes it hard to get fresh air or exercise. I haven't been on my bike in ages. And Dana, my wife, is always worried about my insomnia and jokes that I'm keeping us both up.
Did you mention any of these adverse effects to your prescriber?
I mentioned the weight gain, yes. But nothing seemed as bad as GMG, and I was desperate for anything that could help me get back to normal. I just thought the corticosteroids helped with the GMG, so I should deal with the other stuff. I guess I should have asked more questions.
Every patient is different. Every patient responds to watch and wait in their own way. But it's a normal part of the CLL journey. I try to meet each patient where they are to figure out how they're dealing with their diagnosis, but it isn't always easy. I usually don't have as much time as I would like to spend with each patient. There's always another appointment waiting, another part of the practice that needs my attention.
To book a mileage upgrade award, first gather needs and find the itinerary. Review the fare application to determine the upgradable fare needed, if the flight would need to be rebooked to the operating flight for the upgrade, and the upgrade class of service needed. Review the applicable award chart based on flight operating carrier for upgrade space availability, required upgrade mileage, and the award code needed.
Patient Case 1, Sophia, 38 years old. Sophia is a 38-year-old patient living with severe eosinophilic asthma and comorbid chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps. Following an assessment by her allergist, she got started on an anti-IL-5 biologic treatment. While moderate improvement was observed in her asthma, her sinus congestion continued to be an issue.